Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unspeakable Things, Silence, Shame, and The Stories We Choose to Believe is a work of personal and investigative nonfiction by Brooke Nevels about sexual harassment, assault, power, and the public stories that form around them. The book begins from Nevels' own experience after making a confidential workplace complaint in 2017 against a highly influential media figure. An event that became part of the broader Me Too reckoning and quickly exposed her to public scrutiny. Rather than presenting the episode as a simple scandal narrative, Nevels examines why many experiences of coercion, fear, shame, and compromised consent do not fit the clean patterns expected by news coverage, courts, workplaces, or casual observers. Drawing on her journalistic background and interviews with clinicians, forensic professionals, attorneys, and researchers, she uses memoir as a starting point for a broader inquiry into how trauma is interpreted and how institutions enable silence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why many assault narratives do not match public expectations of victim behavior. A central concern of Unspeakable Things is the gap between how outsiders expect victims to behave and how people often respond under pressure, confusion, fear, and dependency. Nevels emphasizes that her experience did not fit the familiar public template of immediate resistance, immediate reporting, or complete separation from the person who harmed her. This matters because many judgments about credibility are built on assumptions that are emotionally simple but psychologically weak. The book addresses the social tendency to treat delayed disclosure, continued contact, or attempts to manage the situation as evidence against a victim, when such behavior can also reflect shock, self-blame, professional vulnerability, or an effort to regain control. By foregrounding this mismatch, Nevels shifts attention away from the question of whether a survivor behaved correctly and toward the more useful question of why the available choices felt constrained. The result is not a request to abandon scrutiny, but a challenge to simplistic credibility tests that reward only the cleanest, most legible stories. Secondly, consent is examined through power, dependency, and workplace hierarchy. The book treats consent not as a narrow verbal formula, but as a social condition shaped by status, leverage, and consequences? Nevels situates her account within a media workplace, where fame, career access, professional reputation, and institutional loyalty could all affect what felt possible. This approach is important because harassment and assault in professional contexts often occur in environments where the imbalance is not expressed through explicit threats. A person may face no direct order and still understand that resistance, disclosure, or refusal could endanger employment, relationships, or future opportunity. Unspeakable Things, therefore, asks readers to look beyond the surface question of whether force was visible and consider how power can narrow meaningful choice. This does not reduce every unequal interaction to abuse, but it insists that context matters when evaluating consent by linking personal experience to broader workplace dynamics. The book shows how institutions can create conditions in which coercion remains deniable, victims feel responsible for managing harm, and powerful people retain protection until the public cost becomes too high. Thirdly, shame functions as both an emotional wound and a silencing mechanism. Shame is not treated in the book as a private feeling alone. It is presented as one of the mechanisms that keeps damaging experiences hidden, confused, and difficult to narrate. Nevels examines how shame can make a person reinterpret harm as personal failure, especially when the surrounding culture asks why the victim did not act differently. This is a crucial distinction because silence is often misunderstood as evidence that nothing serious occurred. In the framework of the book, silence may instead reflect the fear of being disbelieved, exposed, blamed, or reduced to a public symbol. Shame also complicates memory and speech. It can make the facts feel unspeakable, even when the person knows something wrong happened. By connecting shame to trauma and public judgment, Nevels shows why the aftermath of harassment or assault can extend far beyond a single event. The intellectual force of this topic lies in its refusal to separate emotional experience from social consequence. Shame persists partly because communities, workplaces, and media systems help assign it to the wrong person. Fourthly, the book combines memoir with reported inquiry rather than relying on confession alone. Unspeakable Things stands apart from a straightforward personal account because Nevels uses her own story as the entry point for a wider investigation. The book draws on conversations with clinicians, forensic professionals, attorneys, and researchers to examine the assumptions that shape public understanding of sexual misconduct. This structure matters because memoir can reveal the lived texture of an experience, while reporting can test that experience against broader patterns and expert knowledge. Nevels is not simply asking readers to accept an individual narrative as representative of all cases. She is exploring why cases that appear unusual to outsiders may be common in their ambiguity, delayed recognition, and psychological complexity. The investigative element also gives the book a different purpose from scandal writing. It is less focused on producing surprise than on analyzing the systems of interpretation that make some stories believable and others suspect. This hybrid method allows the book to address both intimate experience and public discourse without collapsing one into the other. Lastly, media coverage and institutional process can reshape private harm into public spectacle. Nevels pays close attention to what happens when a confidential complaint becomes part of a national media story. The book examines how institutions, news organizations, and audiences often convert a personal experience into a public narrative that demands clarity, conflict, and identifiable roles. This transformation can be damaging because the person at the center may lose control over timing, detail, and meaning. The same systems that claim to expose wrongdoing can also pressure survivors to perform credibility under hostile conditions. In this sense, Unspeakable Things is partly a critique of media culture, especially the speed with which complex experiences are turned into headlines, arguments, and reputational contests. The book also suggests that workplace processes can protect institutions as much as individuals, particularly when confidentiality, legal risk, and public relations overlap. By analyzing this machinery, Nevels broadens the focus from the conduct of one powerful figure to the surrounding structures that decide whose privacy is preserved, whose pain becomes evidence, and whose story is allowed to remain complicated. In conclusion, Unspeakable Things is best suited for readers who want a nuanced account of sexual harassment and assault beyond the simplified narratives that often dominate news coverage. Survivors may find value in its attention to shame, delayed understanding, and non-standard responses to harm. Journalists, editors, workplace leaders, advocates, attorneys, clinicians, and students of gender, media, or law may benefit from its analysis of how institutions and public discourse shape credibility. The book is also useful for general readers who want to understand why questions of consent and coercion cannot always be answered by looking only for obvious threats or immediate reporting. Its practical benefit lies in sharpening the reader's ability to recognize constrained choice, institutional self-protection, and the social costs of disbelief. Its intellectual benefit lies in connecting private trauma to the public systems that interpret it. Compared with many Me Too era books, Unspeakable Things stands out because it does not rely mainly on exposure, accusation, or cultural commentary from a distance. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of first-person reckoning and reported analysis. Using one widely scrutinized case to examine broader misconceptions about victim behavior, workplace power, shame, and the story society chooses to accept. If you would like to support Brooke Nevels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.